Hey, what is up? Welcome to this Mindset and Motivation Monday episode of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. As always, I'm your host, Brian Lofermento, and here in the United States today, on January 17th, 2022, we are celebrating and remembering the birthday of the late, great Martin Luther King Jr. So in today's episode, I am going to share with you my 10 favorite MLK quotes and what they mean for us as entrepreneurs. I'm so excited about this one. Let's dive in. All right, so anyone who knows me well, either professionally through this podcast or even in my real life, know that I am a sucker for a good quote. I think there have been so many brilliant minds that have walked this planet before us, and those brilliant minds have been generous enough to share with us so many words of wisdom. So I love quotes because they are so powerful. And if you stick with them, if you remember them, if you repeat them, if you remind yourself of these quotes and these words of wisdom from so many brilliant minds, then it enables you to see the world through a different window. It enables you to gain external perspectives that reshapes the way that you see the world, the way that you see obstacles, the way that you see everything that you're going through. And one of my favorite characters in history, one of the most influential people to ever walk this planet, is of course Martin Luther King Jr. So he would, at this point, he would be 90, let's see if I could do some year math, he would be 93 years a couple of days ago. His birthday is actually on January 15th, but here in the United States, we are celebrating it on the Monday, so January 17th. So he would be 93 years old today. Unfortunately, he was assassinated at the age of just 39 years old. At just 39, MLK successfully changed the world for generations to come. And that's why today I want to share with you just 10 of his quotes. There are so many quotes from MLK. I think he had so many incredible messages that positively impacted society, positively impacted the country, positively impacted the world. And I'm going to share with you just 10 of my favorite quotes. And we'll talk about what these quotes should remind us and inspire us to do as entrepreneurs. So this is going to be a pretty quick episode. I'm going to run through these 10 quotes and just say a little something here and there about each of these. So quote number one, we must accept finite disappointment, but never lose infinite hope. So this quote fits in so well with a very recent episode here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast about infinite versus finite games. And I love that MLK said this. We must accept finite disappointment, but never lose infinite hope. You're gonna see that this is such a key theme across everything that MLK preached, across everything that he said in his speeches, across everything that MLK stood for. Of course, this is a man who's famous for his I Have a Dream speech. And this quote right here shows that despite disappointments, finite disappointment, remember, disappointment is not infinite unless you let it be. So I love that he makes that distinction between finite disappointment and infinite hope. Regardless of how things are today, you must always retain that infinite hope. So I really love that perspective from him. Quote number two, this by far, spoiler alert, I don't know why I put it as number two on this list. This list is definitely in no particular order. This right here is by far my favorite MLK quote. It's the one I think of the most. It's the one that has gotten me through so many different things in life. It's shaped my faith. It's shaped my belief. It's shaped my optimism. It's shaped my ability to just simply take action at key points in my life. And this quote says, you don't have to see the whole staircase, just take the first step. And holy cow, is this true for us as entrepreneurs. As entrepreneurs, we cannot see the whole staircase. That is probably the most short way to summarize entrepreneurship as a whole. We cannot see the whole staircase, but the fortunate thing for us is we just need to take the first step or the next step, wherever we are in that staircase. And quite frankly, we don't know how tall this staircase is. And sometimes it might feel like we're taking a step backwards, but the reality is just take the first step. We as entrepreneurs, we're analytical. We like to learn. We like to study. We like all of these things. But as MLK reminds us in this quote, just take the first step. You don't have to see the whole staircase. And in fact, as entrepreneurs, if we trick ourselves into believing that we can see the whole staircase, you can't. You have no idea where you're going to be a year from now, 5 years from now. Heck, you don't even know where you're going to be 6 months from now. So just keep taking that first step or that next step. I absolutely love that quote. The third quote, life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? To me, this quote is so powerful because if you think about this, it often gives you the right answer in what to focus on in your business. What are you doing for others? I remind myself of this all the time. As entrepreneurs, it's so easy for us to get stuck in our own heads. Entrepreneurship can be a lonely journey. And so coming back to this quote, life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? In those moments where I find myself in my own head, where I find myself staring at my to-do list, I ask myself, how the heck can I help people? How the heck can I help my audience? How the heck can I help more people? Oftentimes, it reveals the simplest answer. And guess what? Most of the time, it's also the best answer. So I really love that quote. Quote number four, the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands of moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. I'm going to read that one more time. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at time of challenge and controversy. I adore this quote. Because I am reminded of this so frequently as an entrepreneur. I am measured not by how I perform, how I show up when things are easy. I am measured by those moments where things are hard. Do I keep going? Do I persist? Do I keep showing up? Do I keep showing up as my best self? It's easy to do great stuff. It's easy to produce. It's easy to get stuff done when you're feeling great. It's easy to get stuff done when you're experiencing those short-term wins or even those major wins that you've been chasing. But how the heck are you showing up in the world in times of challenge? That is such a key point. And in those moments, I remind myself, in those moments where I'm not motivated, in those moments where I don't have a ton of energy, then I ask myself, what am I made of? It's easy to keep going when it's easy. But what we're made of, what we're measured by, is what we are when things are hard. The greatest people to ever walk this planet, the most impactful people to ever walk this planet, they didn't only show up when things were easy and comfortable and convenient. They showed up in times of challenge. Absolutely love that quote. Quote number five, change does not roll in on the wheels of inevitability, but comes through continuous struggle. You guys know, like I always have such a positive, uplifting message here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast, but MLK, in many ways, I almost want to say these words, MLK was a dreamer, but also a realist. MLK knows, I mean, the life that he lived was not easy. MLK stood up for so many things when they were hard. He had it harder than probably the vast majority of us who are listening to this podcast here today. MLK knew hard times. And he knows that, or he knew that change happens amidst those struggles. So in those moments where you do feel struggle, feel those growing pains, feel those waves of change coming on. That should be encouraging to you. Quote number six, if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. Look, this to me ties in with an episode I did probably about 6 months ago, maybe a year ago, where I talked about doing your best. Tom Brady has a quote about this. That was the context of the quote that I did that Mindset and Motivation Monday episode around, which is your best is always different. Every single day you wake up, your best is different than it was the day before. And this MLK quote tells you that. Whether you can fly, run, walk, crawl, whatever it is, keep moving forward. Do your best. Show up every single day at the pace that you're able to. But ultimately, the forward progress comes in whatever that ability that you have that day is, even if it's just crawling. So I love that reminder there from MLK. Quote number 7, rarely do we find men who willingly engage in hard, solid thinking. There is an almost universal quest for easy answers and half-baked solutions. Nothing pains some people more than having to think. Now, this quote, I don't know how it's going to hit you when you just heard that, or I don't know how it did hit you, but for me, what this serves is, I take this quote any and every time that I am doing something that I don't like, that I do find hard, that I do find mundane, that I do find monotonous, that I ask myself, why the heck am I doing this? I remind myself, most people aren't willing to do this. And I've shortened this quote in my head the way that I always say this to myself on a almost day-to-day basis, definitely a weekly basis, is most people aren't willing to do the work. And to me, that is my opportunity in the marketplace. Most people aren't willing to record 450 some odd episodes of a podcast. The vast majority of podcasts, I think I read a stat one day, 85% of podcasts never make it to episode 20. Most people are not willing to do the work. Let that encourage you. Let that inspire you. Let that remind you in those difficult moments where you don't feel like doing it. Hey, most people aren't willing to do this. And that is my unfair advantage. So I'm going to read that quote to you one more time. Rarely do we find men who willingly engage in hard, solid thinking. There is an almost universal quest for easy answers and half-baked solutions. Nothing pains some people more than having to think. Don't look for the easy way. Put that work in, knowing that most other people aren't willing to. Quote number 8, we must build dikes of courage to hold back the flood of fear. Think about it. All the things that MLK had to fear in life. Again, let me remind you, he had way more to fear in life. The United States at that time was not a pretty place to live. There was racism. There were systemic injustices. There were so many things that were going on during that time period. MLK had real enemies who wanted to take him out. And ultimately, he paid the ultimate price for that, which was his life. And so he knew fear, but he also knew that in the face of fear, we need to build dikes of courage to hold back the flood of fear. Look, fear is a reality for every single one of us. So what can we do accepting that reality? We can build dikes of courage, whether that is daily affirmations as reminders, whether that is investing in your mindset by listening to podcast episodes like this one every single Monday, whatever it is, you need to build up those walls of courage to hold back the flood of fear. Because fear's always lurking. So you better accept it and confront it and have systems in place. Build those dikes, build those walls so that you can have courage despite that fear. Quote number 9, you can kill the dreamer, but you can't kill the dream. To me, it's one of the most MLK quotes out there because this is what this guy was made of. He had a dream, and he was not afraid to share that dream with the world. Martin Luther King Jr. was a dreamer, and he spoke to the dreamers out there, and his words ring out for all of us dreamers. And to me, in this quote, you can kill the dreamer, but you can't kill the dream. You always got to remember, will there be moments, and it doesn't have to be killing us as in death, You can try to knock down a dreamer, but you cannot knock down their dreams. Hold that hard to you. Always remember that dream, even if it's putting post-it notes around your computer, reminding yourself of what the heck your dream is. Always hold on to that dream, because whatever people do to knock you down, they can never defeat your dreams. And finally, this fits in to round out this episode, quote number 10, even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. And to me, this is the big lesson that we can all take as entrepreneurs from Martin Luther King Jr., which is the harsh realities of difficulties, of obstacles, of challenges. But amidst all of that, this man always had a dream. So that's it from today's episode. I love the fact that here in the United States, we have this federal holiday to remind ourselves, to honor, to remember the greatness of the late Martin Luther King Jr. Hopefully this episode, at least one or two or 10 of his words of wisdom, go far beyond any realities that I've faced and go far beyond any brilliance that I've really sat down. And this is why I think that it's so important to sit down and reflect and remember these great minds that came before us, because they've seen some stuff. They've lived some stuff. And in their words, there's so much wisdom. So on this day and every year, we remember and we feel the impacts of Martin Luther King Jr. I hope you enjoyed this episode. As always, I will see you every Monday, Wednesday, Friday here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.